listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. Fishing sectors are divided over new demersal scalefish rules kicking off this week. Commercial fishers will cut their pink snapper and jewfish catches by 50%, while boat-based recreational fishing is banned from Kalbarri to Augusta to help recover stocks. WA Fishing Industry Council CEO Daryl Hockey says it'll have a big economic impact on WA fisheries.
Nobody was able to act off a single piece of agreed scientific information. And so therefore what we saw in the end was a political solution rather than a scientific solution. That's the disappointing thing. But the most important thing here is the health of the fishery for the future. We're all in this together.
A major deposit of titanium vanadium in the Midwest is being given a boost. An agreement has been reached between Neo Metals and Australian Vanadium Limited to process the mineral near Mullewa. It can be processed to be used in batteries for green technology. WA's beef industry has surged past $1 billion in gross value for the first time last financial year. New Australian Bureau of Statistics figures show the industry contributed $1.03 billion to the state's economy in 2021-22. Nationally, the cattle industry injected more than $25 billion into the national economy. A total fire ban is in place for parts of the Midwest today, including Dongara. You must not light a fire or carry out any activity that could start one. Head to the Department of Fire and Emergency Services website for a full list of areas under the ban. The new courts at Geraldton's Activewear Stadium are now in. Construction will soon begin on a new car park to cope with increased capacity. Works will take around 4 weeks to complete. In local sport, round 11 of Geraldton cricket kicks off on Friday. Wanderers take on the Sportsmen's at Wonthella Oval at 6 o'clock. Then on Saturday, the Towns go up against Bluff Point from 11 at Recreation Ground. Get on down and support your team.